What spells death for the star is vital for the life of our galaxy.
Here, and they're pouring molten iron from old machinery, and they're going to make parts for new machines out of that iron, so they're recycling it. But all that iron was created and ejected into the cosmos by gigantic stars that exploded as supernovae. Those explosions created the iron, ejected it into the cosmos, and then it got incorporated into planetary systems like ours. But ultimately, the atoms of iron were created by exploding stars.
Supernovae are the industrial zones of our star city. Cosmic foundries in which the chemistry of the heavens forges new elements.
It's fascinating to realize that the heavy elements in our bodies, the carbon in our cells, the calcium in our bones, the oxygen that we breathe, the iron in our red blood cells, all of those heavy elements were synthesized, created through nuclear reactions in stars, and ejected into the cosmos by supernovae.
Only some stars are massive enough to die as supernovae. Most, like our Sun, suffer a more gentle death.
Most stars don't die in a cataclysmic explosion. Our own Sun, for example, a typical star, will die with a whimper, not a bang.
The death of most stars occurs when the battle between gravity pulling in and nuclear energy pushing out is won, not by gravity, but by the nuclear energy.